In Anchorage, it was an historic weekend. Like other communities, residents celebrated the 50th anniversary of the signing of the Proclamation for Alaska Statehood. But there was also an historic occasion for the municipality itself. KSK Len Anderson explains.
I do solemnly swear or affirm.
I do solemnly swear or affirm
that I will.
A little after 11 o'clock Saturday morning in the mayor's conference room on the eighth floor of City Hall, Matt Klayman became Anchorage's new mayor. Moments before, Mark Begich had officially resigned. Klayman will serve until Begich's second term would have ended on July 1st.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As acting mayor of the municipality of Anchorage.
As acting mayor of the municipality of Anchorage.
Klayman is, or was, chair of the Anchorage Assembly. The municipal charter calls for the chair to assume the position should the elected mayor become unable to continue his or her term. Saturday was the first time in the history of the municipality that a sitting mayor has resigned while in office. Tomorrow in Washington, D.C., Begich takes his oath as Alaska's new junior senator. In his final remarks as mayor, Begich praised the state of the city.
Anchorage is in great shape. Certainly we face challenges from keeping our economy healthy to keeping the public safe. But in contrast to many lower 48 cities, which were suffering terribly from the international financial crisis, Anchorage is stable, thriving, and diversified.
Just before his resignation, Begich distributed a nearly 100-page 2008 transition report listing perceived municipal strengths and challenges. The new mayor hadn't had a chance to read the report, but could identify what he regarded as the broadest task facing the city.
We really need to make sure we keep moving forward, work on the positive things that have been done in this administration, and not move backwards.
If not backward movement, Klayman's six-month departure from the Assembly could produce some occasional legislative blockage. Much Assembly business produces more tweaking than disagreement, but some key issues over the last year have passed by meager 6-5 margins, with Klayman part of that slender majority edge. 5-5 ties have become a distinct possibility. Now, without an Assembly vote and the power of the chair, Mayor Klayman will put more emphasis than ever on his powers of persuasion.
Part of my commitment has always been to working with the entire Assembly. When I was on the Assembly, there were 11 different visions of how to move Anchorage forward in a positive way. And I'll keep doing that, and I'll keep working with the Assembly, meeting with Assembly members and talking with them about things.
The Assembly's new vice chair, Harriet Drummond, takes over chair duties. Her first stint with the gavel takes place at tomorrow evening's regular Assembly session. Klayman says he still hasn't decided if he will try and make his new interim position permanent by running for the mayor's office in the April election, but he is promising a decision fairly soon.
Before the end of the month, I'll make that decision. I'm certainly interested, but haven't made a final decision.
If he does run, he'll join a field of 9 other mayoral hopefuls. Klayman was elected to the Anchorage Assembly in 2007. His current term ends in 2010. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.